You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, a Michigan State University trustee called for a new day, a change of culture that apologizes, admits failure, offers justice instead of the institution positioning itself defensively. That statement comes during the continuing fallout connected with the scandal of former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar sexually assaulting many girls and young women and insisting it was a medical treatment. The author of that statement, calling for change, is MSU trustee Brian Musalem, and he joins us now. What do you mean by new day, MSU?
You know, I think the posture, taking a position publicly of we're sorry, holding ourselves accountable, learning from our courageous survivors, and really implementing reform that involves accountability, board oversight, compliance, independent oversight, health and wellness reform. I think we need to change our posture of being so defensive and really begin to implement real reform. And this is a plan that I've been working on for 3 months after my town hall, I believe it was February 1st, and listening to hundreds of voices across the campus and campus stakeholders, and something that I've really, from a policy point perspective, thought about and crafted over the last 90 days.
We've heard members of the Board of Trustees apologize to the survivors of Nassar's abuse before, and then the university turned around and began vigorously defending itself from those very same survivors' lawsuits. How does this statement change things?
This is about policy and reform. This is about being held accountable. This is about moving this university forward, which involves a creation of a sexual misconduct survivors advisory committee going forward and an ongoing dialogue. You know, they have to be part of this reform. This university can't move past what has transpired without their input and their belief that we've implemented true reform.
Why has it taken so long to even get a proposal like this out by any of the Board of Trustees?
You know, good question. It's just one of those things where it transpired from my town hall. You know, I think the posture initially is lawsuits were filed, and we, you know, from the legal, we were looking at things from a legal perspective. And I think as an institution, you have an obligation to look at things beyond the legal perspective. We have to look at things ethically and morally. And it just, you know, this is something that I've been working on and crafting, and I thought after the phase two of the Hush Blackwell report, it was time to release.
Since your statement was released, David Jesse at the Free Press reported that people at the university knew about inappropriate sex comments to and about students by Dean William Strample, Nassar's direct supervisor. But apparently nothing was done about it beyond sitting down with the guy and asking him to stop. This happened more than once. A legal counsel who was present at the meetings with the dean has submitted her resignation. You said she should leave, but she wasn't the only one still at the university who knew about this. So who else do you want to see go?
You know, really, I'm here to talk about my proposal and changing the culture of lack of accountability. You know,
well, this is about changing the culture. If you've still got people who thought it was okay just to ask the guys to stop.
Well, if you see part of my review is an immediate independent internal review of the Nassar matter. Nobody has told this Board of Trustees how this happened and who was responsible for it. So, you know, before we rush to judge anybody else, since January, I have been calling for an independent external review of the Nassar matter that would be made public. They have fallen on deaf ears. This is something I think we need for the sake of transparency to move forward as a university, that this needs to be done and this needs to be published to the public. So, you know, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I've been very critical of the Office of the General Counsel since January, but ultimately this is what's going to need to be done so the public views Michigan State University as transparent.
You already have an external investigation going on through the Attorney General's office. Do you not have confidence in that coming up with the material that the board needs to make decisions?
Well, remember, the scope of that is more criminal. So the AG's focus is on criminality. I'm talking about accountability. I'm talking about what transpired, where were the failures that this slipped through the cracks, and ultimately who's those are the things that I'm looking for. This scope's a little bit different. I mean, we as a board have an independent fiduciary oversight of this university. And you know, we need a report like this to understand how this happened.
I want to talk about the board of trustees in general for a second. It's fair to say that some people have lost confidence in the board of trustees. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So do you think this board should be the one choosing a new president to guide the university?
Hey, all I can do is speak for myself. I think I've been outspoken on this issue. I think I've talked about the things that I would like to see happen. I've formalized a plan of reform that I think we can adopt to move this university forward. And this is really my focus right now. I think before we even talk about a new president and bring in a new president, there are things that we have to resolve. We have to begin the reform, put in these quality controls, convince the MSU community and the stakeholders that we're moving forward. There will be a new day at Michigan State, and have ongoing dialogue with our courageous survivors to implement those plans. So before we can talk about all that other stuff, this needs to be put in place first.
Well, as you know, there have been a number of calls for the resignation of the Board of Trustees. If you want to change culture at Michigan State University, change generally starts at the top. Do you think that change might start if you and the other members of the Board of Trustees considered resigning?
I think ultimately implementation of this plan and reform is going to change culture. I think when you hold people accountable, I think when the information begins to flow both ways, I think when you put in compliance functions, I think when you put in, you know, we begin to really oversight, enforce our independent oversight culture. I think changing boards and terminating people and doing things, you know, those can only go so far in terms of accountability, in terms of the way operations flow. So I think first we need to start with this plan and really begin the new day at Michigan State. And really, if you want to change culture, this is the real reform that needs to be done right now.
If you wanted to see reform in the Board of Trustees, where would you start?
Well, we need to increase our oversight of this university without question. Number one, we need to create our audit and risk committee where we need to implement a chief compliance officer that's a direct report to this board. We need to implement an outside compliance firm to make sure they're breaking down silos and we're improving culture that's reporting to the board. We need all Title IX investigations, all sexual assault claims to come to this board so we can see them. These are some of the reform that we need. We need to move our Thursday meetings to comply with the Open Meetings Act to hold trustees more accountable. So we need to increase, this is how board oversight increases. This is how we begin to enhance our oversight over this. These are some of the things that we need to do. Because when you looked at this incident of, you know, the 2014 report, what, you know, why didn't the trustees know about Larry Nassar? How could we have found out? The Thomas Shaw report never went to the Board of Trustees. So how do we stop that from happening? How does that get to us so we're alerted if there are troubled situations? And I think I've put together a pretty good plan to help us get there.
Brian Masalem is a member of the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.